Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
Today we're going to be talking about the Apostle Peter, why God accepts our faith with our flaws. Now, if you're perfect, this message is not for you. However, if you're not perfect or you know some people who are not, keep listening. Because I want to share some important truths about your life today. So, not giving up. Because God accepts your faith and your flaws. Listen, regardless of where you find yourself today, it's not the end. It's just the beginning. Your life is a journey arranged by God, and He doesn't expect perfection, only love and obedience to His plan. Jeremiah chapter 29 and 11 says, "I know what I've planned for you, says the Lord. I have good plans for you, not to hurt you. I will give you hope and a good future." Listen, we can never be perfect, only righteous by accepting Jesus as our Savior. It says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and 21, it says, "God made Jesus, who knew no sin, to become sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in Him." Newsflash, you will never be a super saint. In fact, God is not drawn to your strength, He's drawn to your weakness. Let me read this for you in Isaiah chapter 57 and verse 15. God says, "I live in the high and the holy place, but I also live with people who are sad and humble. I give new life to those who are humble and to those whose hearts are broken." And in case you won't accept it, we are all broken in some area of our lives. No one's perfect but the Lord. But you can have faith and still have struggles in your life that God can heal. You know, the Apostle Peter was a great man of faith, but he had many flaws. You know, it bothers some people to see individuals who are trying to get to know God but don't have it all together yet? Well, I want to let you know that is not God's opinion of them. Just so you understand, God loves us warts and all. He loved you before you were even born again. He loved you before you were born. In fact, Jesus warns us not to judge other people's relationship with God. Listen to what it says in Luke chapter 6 and 37. He says, "Don't pick on people. Jump on their failures, criticize their faults. Unless, of course, you want the same treatment. If you're going to dish it out, you better be ready to take it from God." The Bible also says Jesus told this story to some people who thought that they were very good and looked down on everyone else. A Pharisee and a tax collector both went to the temple to pray. And the Pharisee stood alone in the front and he prayed, "God, I thank you that I'm not like other people who steal and cheat or take part in adultery, or even this tax collector behind me. I fast twice a week. I pay my tithes of 10% on everything that I earn. I'm so glad that I'm so good." But the tax collector was standing in the rear and he wouldn't even look up to heaven. Instead, he smote his chest and he was so upset. He said, "God, be merciful to me. I'm a sinner." And this is what Jesus said. He said, "This man went back to his house with God's approval, not the other. For everyone who makes himself high will be made low. But whoever makes himself low will be made high. You know what people forget sometimes is that we are all a work in progress. God is not finished with any of us yet. Let the church say amen. Amen. I love to read stories in the Bible that talk about God being the potter. Let me just give you some verses here. In Jeremiah 18 and 3, it says, I went to the potter's house, and he was working there at his wheel. And whenever a clay pot he was working on was ruined, he would rework it into a new clay pot the way he wanted to make it. You know, before the potter begins his work, he decides the purpose of the vessel. Then with this in mind, the potter selects the type of clay. And he places it in his hands and begins to mix and roll it to make sure that the clay is consistent. And he gets out all of the air bubbles so that this form that he is making, that shape will hold together. That is such a great illustration of how God is involved in our lives, because the Bible says we did not choose him, but he chose us. And before I made you in your mother's womb, the Lord says, I chose you before you were born. I set you apart for a special work. God created you to be a special vessel. Look at the person next to you and say, you are a special vessel. See, there's a prophetic purpose for your life. You're on the potter's wheel. You're in the hands of God being molded to fulfill your purpose. And to be chosen, molded, shaped, and formed is a process. And during the process, sometimes we've all made bad choices. But I've got good news. If we submit to the hands of the potter, he can fix the broken pieces to match the original plan. Let's give God a hand of praise for that. That's a prophetic statement for your life today. If you submit to the hands of the potter, who is God, he can fix the broken pieces of your life to match his original purpose and plan for you. Now, I'm going to say it again. We've all made mistakes. But if we have faith to remain in the potter's hands, he can repair our flaws. Look, you have got to forget about what people think about you. You know, whatever public opinion is, hey, it's already been made. Don't try to live to please people. The only person you need to please is God. Don't worry about the people. You know, flaws that could have disqualified you for so many things in life, God has still allowed you to slide in, and he put you in place. You know, when we think about the Apostle Peter, he had great flaws, but he had great faith. His flaws would have disqualified him from most spiritual positions, yet God accepted him. And that's what we need to understand today with humility. Where we are today is not because we deserved it. It's because God is the one who allowed it. Because of our faith and our trust in him, or just because he's trying to get your attention. The Bible tells us that God chose Peter. In Matthew 4 and 18, it says, as Jesus was walking by Lake Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon called Peter and his brother Andrew, and he said, come follow me and I will make you to become fishers of men. Well, Peter was a fisherman, and fishermen at that time, they were gruff, rough, fearless, and often used foul language. They had terrible tempers. Peter quickly established himself as a leader among the disciples. And one day Jesus was asking them, what do the people think about me? And then he got more personal. He says, who do you think I am? Peter came up with the right answer. Simon Peter answered and said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said to him, blessed are you, Simon, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father, which is in heaven. So I'm sure Peter was feeling pretty good about himself, but not really understanding that humility is why God speaks to us. He stuck out his chest. And just a few minutes later, he rebuked Jesus. He did it in front of the other men. He said, listen, you're not to go to the cross. Now listen to the story. In Matthew 16 and 21, Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and the chief priests and the scribes and be killed on the third day to be raised again. And then Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, Lord, far be that from you. That will not happen to you. That is never going to happen. This time, Peter allowed the devil to use him. Folks, let me say this to you. If God is using you, the devil is doing his best to use you too. So be very careful. Jesus turned to Peter and said, get away from me, Satan. What a surprise on his face. First, she said, God is talking to me. Now you're saying the devil is talking through me. I don't know about you, Jesus. Jesus went on to say, you're a dangerous trap to me because you have no idea how God works. Folks, listen, please listen. God does not act, think, or behave the way we do. He knows the future. The things that we see are just based on what we think we know, but we don't see the future. That is the reason why you need to trust God. You need to obey His word because there is a prophetic plan for your life. You know, just because God gives us choice doesn't mean we should use it to disobey His plan, to disobey His word. You'll get in a world of trouble if you do that.
Thank you for joining us for today's message. Starting this Sunday, Pastor Steve will lead us through a powerful new series from the book of Revelation. It's a message for the moment, and it starts this Sunday. Here's Pastor Steve.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve, and beginning May 4th at our Sunday morning service at 10 a.m., I will begin teaching a series on the book of Revelation. I believe we're living in the season for which this book was written. Bible prophecy and current events actually confirm this truth. You see, Jesus Christ will soon return. And the book of Revelation says in Revelation 1 and 7, behold, he is coming with the clouds of heaven, and everyone will see him, even those who pierced him. And all of the nations of the world will mourn because of him. Now, if you believe the Bible, you must also believe that Jesus Christ will return as it says. The book of Revelation details the events leading up to the return of Jesus Christ and after. This book begins with a promise of blessing, and it's to all those who read, hear, and keep the words of this prophecy. You know, there have been many people who have been afraid to study this book, but it isn't about fear, my friend. It's about faith, understanding, and being ready to meet the Lord when He returns.
Join us starting May 4th for Revelation, the Unveiling, a series that opens our eyes to God's plan and prepares our hearts for what's to come. Don't miss these powerful Sunday services. The church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
Did you know the wonderful thing about God? No matter how badly you sin or deny God, He'll never forsake you, but He'll give you an opportunity to keep your relationship with Him and to fulfill your divine purpose. that he set for you. And after the resurrection, Jesus had a conversation with Peter. This is found in John 21 and 15. It says, he said, Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than all of these people? And Peter replied, yes, Lord, you know I love you. And Jesus said, then feed my lambs. Jesus repeated the question, Simon, son of John, do you love me? He said, yes, Lord, you know I love you. He said, then take care of my sheep. And then the third time, Jesus asked Simon, son of John, do you really love me? The Bible says Peter was hurt that Jesus kept asking the question and had to ask him a third time. He was thinking about how he denied him and how he had gotten so many things wrong. He was thinking about his flaws. He was deeply troubled. He said, you know I love you. Yeah, I made some mistakes, but I'm here. I don't feel like I deserve to be here, but I'm here. If I didn't love you, I wouldn't be here. Please forgive me, Lord. Jesus went on to say, I tell you the truth. When you were young, you were able to do whatever you liked. You dress yourself and you'd go wherever you wanted to go. But when you are older, you will be stretched out with your hands. Others will dress you and they will take you where you don't want to go. By this, Jesus was letting him know the kind of death that he would have to glorify God. And then Jesus said, if you really love me, follow me. Folks, it's going to take something from your life to follow God, to fulfill your prophetic purpose. It's not going to just happen. The Bible says, as Christ suffered in the flesh, prepare yourself for trouble. It says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord has delivered us out of them all. Listen, God wants you to see the true balance of life. It's not always up. Sometimes it's down. There are mountains and valleys. But there's no need to fear because the Lord will be with you. David said, I will fear no evil for thou art with me. Peter denied the Lord because he was afraid. He really didn't want to die. He didn't want to die on the cross. And now the Lord is challenging him and saying, you will die on the cross. You denied me because you didn't want to die. Now you say you love me, but I'm going to tell you the cold, hard facts. You're going to go through things you don't want to go through. You are going to suffer through things in life that you really have no desire to do. Folks, that's for all of us. We talk a lot about blessings and favor. Yes, you'll have the blessings, you'll have the favor, but you'll also have the persecutions. Get ready for it. But God's promise is many are the afflictions of the righteous, but he'll deliver you out of every situation. Don't just stay in a bad place. Ask God to deliver you because that's his promise. He will lift you up. He will get you out of there. He will deliver you. God will not allow anything to happen to you that he has not approved for your destiny. Well, we say, praise God. Peter is back. Peter is forgiven. Yet, Peter, in typical style, asked Jesus the following question. Hey, what's going to happen to John? This was a very spiritual moment, and he's worried about somebody else. He turned around and saw behind him the disciple whom Jesus loved. That was the Apostle John, the one who had leaned over to Jesus during the supper and asked, Lord, who will betray you? And Peter asked the Lord, what about him? You just told me I'm going to die. What about him? And Jesus replied, if I want him to remain alive until I return, what is that to you? As for you, follow me. So the rumor spread among the community of believers that this disciple would not die. And in fact, he was the only one who died of old age. You know, God shaped and restored his original plan for Peter. And on the day of Pentecost, we see him rising to be the leader of the apostles. He stood up and he began to tell the crowd what was really going on. And God continued using Peter. He was the first one to lead Gentiles in the baptism of the Holy Spirit. He was the first one who began to help to integrate the church, not just a Jewish church, but a Gentile church as well. He led the church during the greatest time of persecution. The Bible tells us that he dictated the book of Mark, and he wrote 1st and 2nd Peter. You know, God's purpose for our lives will result in success if we refuse to give up because of the flaws and the issues in our lives. Peter refused. He refused to give up because of his failures. And listen, if God forgave Peter, God will also forgive you. It's important for us to make sure that we're going to submit to the potter's hands so that he can reshape and remold those areas where we went astray, where we did the wrong thing. Listen, God is able to remold us so that we will fit his original plan and destiny for our lives. I'm so glad today that God not only accepts our faith, but he accepts our flaws. You know what the Bible says? He who has begun a good work will complete it. Let's all stand. I want you to pray with me today. There are individuals that God has spoken to today about their lives who have been so discouraged because you just haven't done it all right. You falter and you fail, you seek God, you pray, you fall asleep, you fast, and then you sneak something on the side and you eat it. Nobody knows about all these things, but God knows your flaws, God knows your failures. I just use those as examples, some of far worse than what I just said, but God wants to let you know that he knows. He does know. And guess what? He'll accept your faith with your flaws. Don't give up. God is speaking to you. God is calling you back to himself. Some of you have gotten so far away from God. You said, I tried it, but I couldn't do it. I couldn't make it. God is calling you back today. He's saying, I'm not requiring perfection. The righteousness I seek is through my son's sacrifice for you. Accept him. Accept the life that I'm giving you. Accept the purpose and the plan that I have for your life. I placed you in history with prophetic purpose. People are counting on you. People that you don't even know. They're waiting for you to accept the plan.
Thank you for joining us again today for A Place to Grow. If you would like to get a copy of today's message, you can download it for free by going to our website, aplacetogrow.org. Navigate to the media tab and click on audio messages. You can also help us keep this radio ministry alive by making a donation on our website as well. That's aplacetogrow.org. The title of the message for today is Don't Give Up, Faith with Flaws. Now, Pastor Steve would like to pray with you.
Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus, your Holy Son. Your word says, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Help us, Lord, to recognize the good things that you're doing in our lives, regardless of the circumstances we face. Help us to always realize that it's not what it looks like. You've made us a promise that all things are working together for our good. We thank you for that. And help us, Lord, always to remember to obey you and to look to you
in faith for every need. We bless your people today. Help them. Thank you for the answer. In Jesus' name, amen.
We hope you were touched by today's message. We are honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hurst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR.